Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, I had some really good Riley Gaines tape. You know, you had a couple of young women who stepped off the podium in Oregon after a track meet this weekend, taking a stand. You know who's great on that outside of Riley is Jen Say from XY Athletics. I have an interesting hat story to tell to Jen as well, because I love her gear. So I don't know if you've ever been on their website, but they've got awesome gear. She does not pay me to say this. I bought it on my own with my own money, but it's really good quality. And I do kind of have a funny story to share with her when she joins us at the bottom of the hour. You know, what we're about to enter into with State Senator Nick Schorr, one of my favorites, is a bit of a microcosm of what happens on the federal level. And maybe, Nick, I can start by saying I just had a very heated conversation about the big, beautiful bill. You've seen Elon's tweet today or not? Have you seen it?
I have not. I've been paying attention to the different hearings out here. What did he say?
Okay, so this is kind of the big national story of the day. He said, I want to read it exactly to you because I don't want to misquote it here. This was about 5 hours ago. He said, I'm sorry, but I can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it. Now, I've made the case this afternoon that the math doesn't really work out here for the people who want the magic trick, but that's pretty hardcore, and President Trump has not responded. Carolyn has, but what are your thoughts on that, hearing that here for the first time?
Well, I was able to see this kind of firsthand, this sausage being made, as they say, as the House was debating this late into the night. It was like midnight when we finally left the gallery 2 weeks ago. Was down there for a different convention, and we kind of saw the different factions of the Republican Party. You had the Freedom Caucusers saying, hey, we want to pull back spending. We want to rein in all of this excessive spending like Elon's talked about. And then you've got a lot of these salt state Republicans and Democrat states that want to see all of these different increases and handouts. So I'm hoping that Eric Schmidt, Josh Hawley can cut some of that excess fat and keep some of the good stuff in there, like protecting the wall and stopping all of these heinous things that we're paying for with our tax dollars, like the surgeries to change Johnny to Jill. But I kind of agree with Elon that these bloated bills, we need to stop this if we're going to change the course of American history.
I don't disagree with that. But what I've said is the numbers are the numbers, and people, I think, expect miracles. We have members of Congress, and you know this because you saw this. You have members of Congress that are Republicans that are probably a little bit more like Democrats because they won in districts that, you know, Kamala Harris won. So what did you do about that? Would you like to shift over to have, think about the options here, all right? You have Akeem Jeffries would be the Speaker of the House, and we wouldn't be talking about any of this right now. They'd want to be talking about spending more money, and not only that, they'd raise taxes on everyone. So that's your other option too. So I'm, I guess in the end here, I'm a bit more of a realist, but let's segue into Missouri, because one of the good things about our state is we have a balanced budget requirement, right? So you're now in a special session, and I want you to explain why you're there first and foremost, but there's a lot of money on the line right here, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a ton of money on the line. We've got the disaster relief with different natural disasters that have happened not only in our neck of the woods in the St. Louis City and St. Louis County areas, even St. Charles County. They were blasted with a lot of hail. But there were some other storms earlier in the year that I know the feds have stepped up and are working with the different counties and cities that were impacted back then. But yeah, we've got $25 million for disaster relief, and the Democrats and even some Republicans are saying, hey, let's increase that. I know some of the Democrats have even said, Steve Roberts and Steve Weber have said, we want to see, instead of $25 million, we want to see $250 million. So I highly doubt we're going to be going that egregious when it comes to what we're spending. But then on the stadium deals, we've got billions of dollars that we're discussing kind of handing over to these stadium owners to either renovate or get new stadiums. And we can get in the weeds in that as well. But here, the Freedom Caucusers and the more conservative Republicans are saying, well, wait a second. If we're spending all of this money like it's going out of style, let's return some of this money back to those who are making it. Whether it's a tax break in income tax, personal property tax, real estate tax. The number one thing that I keep hearing about in our neck of the woods is, look, our assessments have just came in and they are skyrocketing. We need to do something about these runaway taxes. So that's where the chess game is happening right now. And to your point of what's happening in D.C., if the numbers don't math, if you don't have enough conservatives that think the exact same way that we do of let's get rid of personal property tax, let's at least not spend another session kicking the can. Let's do something. Let's trim it. Let's cap it. Let's freeze it. Let's do something. And ultimately, with the new cast of characters in the Missouri Senate, I think we're going to get something. It's not going to be the big income tax repeal, even though I think that there's a phenomenal path. After talking to a lot of different characters up here in Jefferson City this week, I think we do have a path to get to zero income tax next year. But when it comes to real estate assessments or personal property tax, I do firmly believe, and a lot can change overnight, but I do firmly believe when we go into session tomorrow, there's going to be several different paths on, and I think bipartisan paths on modifying and kind of renovating how we do taxation here in the state of Missouri.
So you just reminded me of something, and I'm not going to identify. This is a friend of mine, and I promised him I would follow up on this, and I kind of spaced it out, but he sent me this text just a few weeks ago, and he said this: want to see comedy hour about our county government. My 2025 assessment went from $536,000 in 2024 to $767,000 this year. So that's a 43% increase. And he said he did an appeal and they adjusted it. Well, now they adjusted it to a 59% increase. They actually adjusted it in the other direction. And when asked for an explanation, they said go through a formal review process and they closed the case. And he said, talk about BS. So that's the kind of real stuff that people are experiencing right now, Nick.
Yeah, 100%. That's what I'm hearing in St. Charles County. I've got Joe Nicola is a suite mate of mine, my next door neighbor here in the Senate, and in his neck of the woods out on the western side of the state, they're dealing with the same thing. So we're going to see some discussions tomorrow on the state tax commission and their push. They're trying to enforce increases in property values. And we need to go the opposite direction. We need to put more power into the hands of the people. And look, you know, when you've got homes that people have lived in for 20 years, haven't done any modifications, and all of a sudden the value of it's jumping by 50%, something is a little off here. And we need to put the power back in their hands if they want to appeal. I've got friends who have appealed, and just like you said, it went in the opposite direction. It actually increased more than it did previously. So that's where we need to get serious. If we're going to have a supermajority Republican Party, let's do something with it. And I know that there is an appetite there with the people who are ticked off at how expensive life is getting in Missouri.
But that just to highlight something you just said, that's kind of the difference between Missouri. The two differences: we have a balanced budget requirement, right? We also have a supermajority Republican. So it'd be one thing if there was a supermajority in Congress and some of this stuff wasn't getting done. But in Missouri, I think it's a completely different situation. Now, piggybacking off of that, explain, because this is getting a lot more attention on the other side. And by the way, Kansas City got whacked with tornadoes today, and I don't know about the damage, but the stadium bill situation, what's going on with that? And explain that to the audience, because again, I don't think a lot of people here understand what...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's what's happening there.
Yeah, so the special session, session by our Constitution ends, it ended a couple weeks ago, so there's a set date and time that you have to gavel out by. So if you don't get the work done, you got to go back either to session the next year or go into a special session. Now, in a special session, the governor can call it at their leisure, and we've had Democrat and Republican governors do this, but they get to lay out basically the directions as to what they're calling us back for. And this governor laid out a couple things. He laid out, keeping the royals and the chiefs here. And so, so many words, he's stating that we have to find a way to incentivize them to stay here. He's also trying to get some disaster relief to those in these impacted areas, right? Not just the city of St. Louis. So if it's not in his directions, you basically can't do it. And you can get point of order. You can call out, if somebody wants to drop an amendment to move school board elections to November. Well, that's not in the call of the special session. So it actually makes all of the different parties, the three, the House, the Senate, and the governor's office, those three actors come together. Because if you want something in there, like tax cuts, we've got to find a path, and we have to get the consensus of the governor to change that call of special session. So essentially here, what the state of Kansas has done is written a blank check. I think they're going to pay for up to basically 75% of the new stadiums if the Chiefs and the Royals move over there. You're going to get handouts from our good friends over there who signed an agreement a couple of years ago to not do these types of things, for lack of a better term, a border war. So what we're trying to do, and I don't necessarily agree with it, even though I think it's a better approach than what Kansas is doing, it's almost like a super TIF where they're taking some of this sales tax generated, the tax money generated, and allowing them to bond off of that money for a certain amount of years. I think it's like 30 years to use that money to renovate or build new stadiums. And essentially what both of these teams want to do, in talking to their different lobbyists, Kansas wants a brand new stadium. And the Chiefs, or the Kansas City Royals, want a brand new stadium, and the Kansas City Chiefs want to demolish Kauffman Stadium, even though there's nothing wrong with either one of them, so they can renovate and expand their footprint in a similar fashion to what the Cardinals have done with Ballpark Village. However, here's something that really ticks you off if you paid attention to what happened with the Rams, the NFL owners colluding, including the owners of the Kansas City Chiefs, to kick the Rams out to Los Angeles. Back when that was happening and we were spending taxpayer dollars figuring out a way to build a new stadium for the Rams in St. Louis, Stan Kroenke bought land in L.A. and said, no, don't look at it. This has nothing to do. We're not moving. We're staying in St. Louis. Well, the Royals have taken over a lease in Overland Park, Kansas, in an area where now everybody's focusing on it, saying, oh, you're going to Kroenke us. You're going to waste our time and the taxpayer dollars that are being utilized in the special session, and you're going to move to Overland Park, Kansas. Well, they're being coy, and they're saying, we haven't made up our minds. We haven't made our decisions. So that's where I will be filing a piece of legislation tomorrow. I'll update you. I'll send you some pictures on this.
Good. Please do.
Yeah, it's going to be a little tongue-in-cheek, but it's going to declare that the Cardinals are the rightful MLB team of the state of Missouri, and every other team is a subpar organization.
So, while I would agree with that, the owner of the Royals, John Sherman, says, look, we're not playing in Kauffman Stadium beyond the 2030 season. The leases go until 2031. I'd like to keep them here as well in Missouri. There are economic benefits, but then you get to the handouts and the tax incentives and all this other stuff, and it adds up. So if you had to handicap the stadium issue right now, where do you think it's going to land? And you also have to say, here's what I saw this morning, and you know this process much better than I, but I know Cindy O'Loughlin replaced someone on one of these committees because she thought she didn't have the vote. So one of the other things that happens in a state legislature or even in Washington, if the leaders of the committee don't like where it's going, and I guess Mike Kehoe might not like where it's going, they're going to try to get the math to where they want it to go. Right, Nick, if that makes any sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there were some changes made to the committees that they went through. I think there are three bills. There's a budget bill, there's some other disaster relief, and there's the stadium bill. I think a form of all three of those will pass. I think it's going to be a heck of a lot better, and I've said this to our friend Scott Fawn and many others, that if we can get a tax cut, I think that's going to sweeten the deal and make it a lot better. Will I be voting for any stadium funding or handout? No, not at all. But I will work with the governor to make that process better if it's going to result in us actually getting tax reform in the state of Missouri. Now, here's in my crystal ball. I've said this to many people. I think the Royals will be gone, and if they do, see ya.
Yeah,
I think
I'm fine with that.
I think the Chiefs will stay, though, from all the talks that I've had, despite the fact that I'm still a little heated at them for colluding with Jerry Jones and other NFL owners to kick our beloved St. Louis Rams to the door and allow them to go to Los Angeles.
So let me take you back to the regular session, because this applies as well. And you can correct me on the math, but there was what, like $50 million that was originally on the table as incentives for the dude who bought the AT&T building dirt cheap, right? And that did not get to the governor, correct, Nick?
No, it did not. It passed through the Senate. I voted against it. Several of us did. And it went over into the House, where the leadership over there started looking at it and said, well, hey, there's really no barriers here, that it just looks like it's not only going to be $50 million, it's going to be all these other perks as well.
Yeah, and let's just talk about the common sense aspect of that. For anyone to think that, you know, a few of us could have got together, you're a lawyer, so you're worth more than I am, but a couple of people, probably a lot of people listening right now, could have bought that building for $3 million and then asked for handouts of $50 million when you have a downtown St. Louis that's literally falling apart. So I think you know this. I'm not preaching at you, but I would say, hey, until St. Louis can prove, well, first of all, I don't like the handouts anyway, but you'd have to prove a lot here for me to support $50 million, $5 million, $1 million for the guy who bought the building dirt cheap. Same thing with Ballpark Village, et cetera, with Cordish and the the hotel renovation. They're going to want handouts too. So this is a process, and the asks are not going away. And then they're going to hear, you know, this is what we hear. You know this, Nick. The sky is falling, right? You're going to hear it on the Royals. We can't have the Royals leave Missouri. Well, on this side of the state, we're cool with it, right? we're fine with it.
Yeah.
But the scare tactics are going to be in play. And that's what you're going to hear.
Well, and we're going to have to put our foot down. I mean, at what point are we going to stop the bleeding? At what point are we going to stop the handouts? Because once we start handing out to, and we're already seeing it, once we're handing out to the Royals and the Chiefs, then you've got, you know, the Dome, they're coming in saying, well, wait a second, even though we got all this Ram settlement money that we haven't spent on anything, and thank God they're talking about using it for some of the disaster relief in St. Louis.
Right.
But then you've got Cardinals, and now Mizzou's coming forward. And again, you've got all of these private businesses doing it as well. We are a super majority Republican state. There are other ways to incentivize and keep these teams here. Hopefully we're going to take that road and keep these teams and save taxpayer dollars and send more in your pocket.
Okay, one more topic, just because you mentioned Mizzou. One of these proposals is for $25 million to help fund a nuclear research reactor at University of Missouri. Now, I think that that's at least worthy of a discussion if we're going to build a nuclear research reactor, because we should have done that 30 years ago. That's my position on that.
100%. My only issue with the way that we do these budget bills, even though I do agree with that, I think that's phenomenal that we're finally having this discussion. You and I both hunt out in Howard County.
Right,
so
exactly.
Mizzou is like a second home for us. And even though I like that, there's some other stuff in the budget bill that caused me to vote against it when it came across during the regular session.
That. Fair enough.
I'm hearing it's going to be trimmed back a little bit more. But yeah, I do think that that is one thing that you and I can both agree on. We're moving in the right direction when it comes to healthcare and innovation.
Nick Schwartz, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you all. God bless you.
Send the info. Send me updates as this progresses, all right? I want to know. I want to be educated. I appreciate it. That's Senator Nick Schwartz.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.